Kilayim Perkhes Mishnah Base 8-2. We now begin the discussion of Kilayim Behem in earnest, the prohibition of mixing different species of animals. And we said already that there are two separate Isurim from the Torah. One is to crossbreed two animals of different species to make them mate. And the other one is crosswork the animals, so to speak, meaning to have them work together to pull something if they're different species. So in the previous mission, we discussed the crossbreeding element, and now we'll begin the topic of the crossworking, so to speak. What's interesting is that the rest of this parak will discuss this topic of kilay behema. The next parak, the last parak of the Masechta, will discuss the topic of kilay begadim, prohibited mixtures and textiles, and they we call shanas. And the psukim that govern these two isurim are back-to-back and very similar. What's fascinating is that when it comes to the kilay behema, the cross-working of animals, and the prohibition is extremely general, any two animals of any species, whereas when it comes to the forbidden mixtures in textiles, shatnas, so that's very specific exclusively to wool and linen. So the sukkim inside, one pasuk says, Losachrosh b'shor uv'chamor yachdav, one may not plow with an ox and a donkey together. That's the prohibition, and although it's talking about cows, donkeys, and plowing, none of that's specific, meaning it would be true if it would be any two animals of different species, and even if they're not plowing. That's interesting, and as much as in contrast to that, the next pasuk says, Lo silba shatnez, semru fishtum yachdav, one shouldn't wear shatnez, which is wool, semer is wool, and pishtum is linen, yachdav, together. And there it's specific and exclusive to wool and linen. The reason why, when it comes to our topic here in this parak of Kilay Behema, there's a separate a drasha that is understood that the shore in our pasuk here in Devarim regarding Kilay Behema is, we learn out like the shore in the psukim referring to Shabbos that applies to any animal, meaning animals and birds and fish. Therefore, the mission says inside, Behema in Behema. If you cross work two behemos, domesticated animals, chaya v'chayim chaya, or if you have two undomesticated animals working together, or behema mechaya, or v'chaya in behema, or a domesticated and undomesticated working together, it doesn't matter. Same goes if it's tameim tameya, if a two not kosher species of animals hitched together, or tahorim tahora, or two kosher species of animals, meaning as opposed to the shore, which is kosher as a cow, and the chamor, the donkey, which is unkosher, the shore being tahor and the chamor being tameya, but it doesn't make a difference. Tameya im tahora, tahora im tameya, any of those combinations, all the combinations, it makes no difference. Asurin lacharosh, they're forbidden to plow together, meaning one can't attach any two different species together to pull a plow. That would be sort of on their own, they're pulling the plow by themselves, or belimshoch, or to even pull them. So in other words, these two animals presumably are hooked up to something that's doing some kind of work, pulling a wagon or something, and you're having a string and pulling them. Or v'lanhig, or if you're just leading them, meaning you're not actually pulling them, you're just guiding them, encouraging them to go, whatever the case is. In all those cases, it's an Isra Torah to hook up two different species of animals to pull anything. So just for example, this is really halach l'maisa. Of course, you can't pull a donkey and a plow together on a plow. Donkey and a cow together pulling a plow. But let's say, for example, you have the Iditarod sleigh, dog sleigh race. So indeed, people hook up dogs and wolves together to pull their sleds, and that would be forbidden in Isra Doraisa to participate, to sit on such a sled and get your dog and wolf to mush and pull the sled together. Would be an Isra Doraisa of Kilay Behemah.